Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Well, the big news locally here is that Ian Desmond deciding, with a combination of concerns about the coronavirus and also with some of the issues that are going on socially in our world, has decided not to play for the Rockies this season. Joining us to talk about it is our Rockies insider covering the Rockies for the Denver Post. It is Patrick Saunders. Patrick, good morning.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Patrick, how much of an actual blow is this to the Rockies? Obviously, Ian Desmond is a versatile player, so how much does this hurt them from a roster standpoint?
Truthfully, I don't think it hurts him a lot. I think his value to the team is kind of secondary to the statement he made, Mark. The way I envisioned it, I saw Desmond probably playing part-time left field, kind of splitting time with Ramel Tapia, getting a lot of bats against left-handed pitching. But let's face it, and you know, for 5 years, $70 million contract that the Rockies gave Desmond, he was entering his fourth year of that deal. You know, let's just be honest. He's been disappointing, and I certainly wasn't looking at Desmond to be a linchpin or anything for the Rockies during a regular season or even during this short sprint of a season.
What was your reaction when you read his statement on why he decided not to play?
Well, you know, originally, when I first read it and my attention came upon it last night, I completely understood it when he was talking about his pregnant wife, his family, all of those things. I get that completely. And I respect his, you know, his decision. I was very interested to see the rest of his Instagram post where he talked about civil rights, about the George Floyd murder, about being very outspoken about all of those things. I respected it immensely. I was a little bit surprised by it. But as Ian said in the Instagram post, and I'm paraphrasing here, a lot of that stuff was bottled up inside him. I mean, he basically, in my viewpoint, has been carrying these thoughts around for a long time, pardon me, and they all just kind of came spilling out when he made this very, I'm sure, difficult decision to not play baseball this year.
Yeah, I think that there will be more to follow. There's already been some guys who have opted out this year from various teams. I think there will be more to follow. You know, what do you say to the critics, Patrick, that say, well, you know, you should play and it's your responsibility to play? And I think everybody has, you know, their own issues that they have to deal with and their own decisions to be made. And I fully respect him deciding he didn't want to play. It wasn't worth the risk. Me personally, I would play, but that's just me. Everybody has that right. So, you know, what do you say to the critics who have come out and bashed Ian Desmond for not showing up?
Well, I have two points for the critics. Those critics who came out on social media last night and just were basically rejoicing because they don't think he's a good ball player, and they totally missed the mark of what he was trying to say. So I just dismissed those kind of critics as pretty shallow. The critics are saying that he's basically kind of given up on his team and his teammates. I can understand a little bit where they're coming from, but I also understand that unless there's something I don't know about, you know, Desmond's going to forego the prorated salary. So he's giving up quite a bit of money to be with his family. And, you know, I think we get lost in a lot of this with professional athletes sometimes. And Mark, you would know about this. You know, they're human beings. They're not just commodities. They do have family. They do have kids. He has a pregnant wife. There are priorities in life. And I understand that being a strong teammate and being part of the baseball community is important. But I would say to those people in this very uncertain time where we all have fears and concerns and everybody's dealing with it differently, I think when somebody makes as bold a statement as Ian Desmond did, You may disagree with it, but I think you have to respect it.
Visit with our Rockies insider, Patrick Saunders from the Denver Post. His contract has become a source of derision, frustration among Rockies fans. Have you had conversations with him at all about the amount of scrutiny, the amount of criticism that he has received? How has he responded to all that over the last couple of years?
Truthfully, I never got very close with Desi, and I tweeted this last night. Desi, I'm going to be honest with you, is not a very easy guy in the clubhouse from a media perspective. He can be very off-putting. He could be a jerk, frankly. I mean, there were times when he and I connected, but it was always a struggle with him. I always felt like I was jumping through a variety of hoops. I always felt like Desi was testing me. So I never really got the sense of what he felt about the wrath of a lot of those Rockies fans, many of whom booed him. You know, the Rockies fans aren't the type to boo very often, but Desi has caught their wrath through the years. But my guess is it got to him. It bothered him a lot. He never told me that specifically, but he's a very proud man. He's a very intelligent man. But I could tell that he didn't take criticism well. And I'm sure that that contract, which, let's face it, he didn't play up to the value of the contract. He's been a disappointment. I'm sure that's bothered him.
So take us through what's going on with the Rockies right now and just your overall assessment of what you think they're going to be throughout this 60-game schedule.
Wow. You know, that's the big question for the team as a whole, Stinky. You know, 60 games makes it so wide open. You know, for the Rockies, I think their offense, if they can get hot, and who knows how they're going to come out of the gate in a 60-game sprint, they've got the offensive potential to be a very competitive and very dangerous team. My biggest concern is pitching. They're going to need a lot of depth because if early on, they're simply not going to have time to build up arms to go six, seven innings, at least at the beginning of the 60 games. We're going to see, you know, three, four, five inning outings for, you know, a good 3-4 weeks. Because they simply are not going to have the pitch count up, which means they're going to have to rely on a lot of depth. And I just don't think the Rockies have enough quality pitching depth to really make a run at this. I could be wrong, but to me, that's the big issue with the Rockies. And one of the things they're going to have to make a decision on, they're going to have to do this quickly. And Bud Black talked to us about this yesterday. You know, they're going to have to look at things differently. They're going to have to make some more, not split decisions, but more gut decisions. You know, if Brian Shaw, for instance, or Jake McGee or Wade Davis, the three veteran relievers who were so bad last year, if they repeat that this year, you know, the Rockies can't say, oh, I'll give them time, they're veterans, they'll figure it out. No, you can't do that. If guys are struggling, particularly relievers or people like that, you're going to have to get them out of there quickly and mix and match and go with what you can, because you can't afford a 10-11 game slump if you want to do anything toward a postseason.
Is Bud Black suited for this kind of sprint? Because let's face it, these baseball managers, you know, they're used to the big picture, the long haul. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And now all of a sudden they got to start to manage, you know, like their football, hockey, and basketball counterparts. You think Bud is suited for that kind of mentality?
That's a great question. And I'm honest going to tell you, I'm not sure. I think, and as much as I admire and like and respect Bud Black as a person, as a baseball guy, sometimes I think he's overly patient. And I don't know if that's coming from upstairs from Jeff Breidich and company, or if that's just Bud Black being old school baseball. But I think that's an excellent point. Bud Black, like everybody else, is going to have to make adjustments. He indicated yesterday that he probably will be less patient. I think he's going to have to be. Whether he will be, whether he's going to be able to adjust to this, I think we're going to have to wait and see. But I think that's a very legitimate question.
All right, Patrick, man, we really appreciate you, buddy. Thanks so much for the insight.
Okay, guys, thanks for having me on.
Patrick Saunders, our Rockies insider from the Denver Post.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.